Spring is in the air at Littleton Coin Company, and we want to help you brighten your collection. Visit us at littletoncoin.com all month long to enjoy 15% off your purchase. With a wide selection of coins, paper money, supplies, and more, Littleton Coin Company has something for every collector's taste. Use promo code SPRING at littletoncoin.com for 15% off your purchase all month long. Restrictions apply. Littleton Coin Company. Serving collectors since 1945.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Wait, why did Carly comment false information? Delete it.
Delete Carly's comment.
Delete Carly's comment.
The search is Matt King controversy. What are you doing in my career?
I'm dead. I'm sorry. Matt King is doing what?
Welcome to the Lightweights Podcast. My name's Joe, and today's guests, we have Aaron Guilfoy and Mike Sheffer from Good Influences Podcast.
We talk about you all the time on the podcast.
Me?
Yeah.
I gotta watch.
Well, we're just like
awesome. Aaron is one half of the duo Carly and Aaron, and Mike is one half of the duo Matt King and Mike Sheffer. I mean, you've seen them in my other videos before, and you've seen me on there, so please give this video a like. Let me know who else you want to see on the podcast below, and make sure to hit the subscribe button.
Now, counting down the days until I get the phone call from Matt. Did you see this TikTok that Joe posted about me?
We should tell them to do something on this.
What do you mean?
What should we have? Everyone needs to like go comment something. Like, I can't believe you were in an
So without further ado, Mike and Aaron. And let me know if you like this podcast better than Matt and Carly.
So you?
Not really.
Never been more. Mike is just chatting away with people.
Let's talk about it, man. It's 3:20.
How come you never text me back?
Okay. We're not starting off with beef
wait,
here.
Carly and I do have beef,
with
actually.
Me?
Well, we were just like chatting about you on the pod today. Oh, and I was wonderful. Like, it has never been easier for Mike to commit to something than when he texted you to ask you to be on this. But when we text you, we have to go through a 3-hour back and forth of, I don't know if I'm going to be available.
I'll tell you why. And, it's because...
he touched me!
It's because Joe wanted to record in the afternoon at 3 p.m. and you guys like to record like at noon, and it's way easier late. I know you don't like to work in the afternoons.
No, I don't mind the afternoon. I don't night past 6 p.m. Like,
okay,
that's 6 criminal
PM.
Criminal
but
offense.
Typically, yeah, it's like, I mean, I'm still, I should
yeah,
be.
But like even the days we're like, can you do Monday? And he's like, no. And then he's like, maybe Wednesday, maybe Thursday. This Joe was like, Tuesday? Yep, I'm in.
Well, it was pretty easy to make this happen.
Yeah. So we just had that beef and Carly was like, please confront him.
Are you okay?
I don't know.
Is this a prank show?
My new sofa.
Wait, did you spill?
It's just water, right?
No. I have like food coloring in here.
What? Why do you have food coloring in a disposable?
Are you one of those women on TikTok who like makes...
Is
in the load of this?
Is he texting girls? Because no, that's one
no.
of my topics.
Yeah. No, I'm literally working right now. I'm trying to secure a brand deal.
Are you a serial
For
dater?
No, I'm sorry.
So he keeps touching me.
Well, you're right here. I feel like it's easier to touch you when you're right here.
I know.
Are you a serial dater?
What defines serial dater? Like, do I eat cereal on dates?
Do you go out on a lot of dates?
That would save you a lot of money.
Yeah, no, I do. Sometimes.
How many? Can you talk into the mic, though?
Was this your first podcast?
Is this the fucking roast of Mike Sheffer? Are you going to introduce us?
No, I do them later.
What?
I don't think we need an introduction.
Everyone knows you.
Who we are. Yeah, that's true. What was the question?
How many dates do you go on a week?
Oh, a week? Not that many.
Come on.
Like, depends on the week.
8 to 12.
Shut
that's
up.
So
no,
interesting.
I'm kidding.
Carly and I were also talking about this on our podcast. We were saying, okay, so Mike has like so many female friends.
So many.
And which is, I think, a good thing.
Like it
you
could
connect
be.
With, well.
You know I, all of them, Joe. Don't talk like they're bad people.
Yeah. No, I like that you're like a girl's guy.
I think so. I've realized I do now really connect with
women.
What's going on, Joe?
I'm just moving.
Okay, we can.
Carly and I were talking about if you were to like go on some sort of dating show, or if like Carly and I sat down and had to pick you like a good match, we would be the two best people out of all of your female friends to do that.
To find me a match?
Yeah.
I would say yes, but I also think Ella
we'll
Priya
add
would
her,
be a good.
We'll add her to the mix.
If you guys did a dating show for me, yeah.
But I think we'd be really good at like.
weeding out girls that I would not like.
100%.
Yes, I actually really agree with that.
With all these first dates, are there seconds?
Yeah, a lot of times.
What's your criteria for a woman these days?
Jew it, I'll tell you.
Yeah.
Jewish, hates Trump. Not hates, no, but just like hates. Didn't vote for him. Or if she did... Oh, excuse me. or if she did, can be converted.
Okay.
Jesus Christ.
What else? Just like a kind, like a good sense of humor.
Love Seinfeld?
Not
she doesn't have to. She doesn't have to love everything he loves. She just has to be like normal. She doesn't like. I don't think that he wants a girl that's gonna like need his attention at all times. Like it's good to have like their separate lives, but then like also their together lives, and like someone that he can like integrate easily into his group of friends without having to like stress about it.
Is that hard to find here in LA?
Kind of.
Why?
Not enough Jews.
Not enough Jews. That's really tough.
Have you considered going to Lakewood, New Jersey?
I grew up right around there, and I know a lot of people in Lakewood, New Jersey. But Aaron, before we move on, can I give you my phone and you just
100%
set up my dates for me in Hinge and Riot? Yeah, and all the dating apps?
You have three this week, Monday, Thursday, Friday.
Is that where you do all your shopping?
I did for a while, but I don't do that anymore. Now I'm just trying to be more organic and like out in the world. And
you want to meet girls in person.
I think it's so much better.
I agree.
Isn't it harder?
It kind of, but there's so many first dates that you go on. I also, what you need to do is like vibe check on a FaceTime. You just save so much time and money if you do that. Because so many people like represent one way on photos and like text. And the second you get to hear their voice, see how they speak, kind of like get their vibe, it could either be like, oh, this is actually way cooler than I thought, or yikes, this is an immediate nightmare. And then you're locked in for the night.
Have you been on any bad dates?
When he's been on bad dates, he said he's like a minute in. He's like, now I'm just like practicing for a podcast.
Yeah. Like you, I know within no joke, 5 seconds, if I'm like, okay, this is great or this is going to suck.
And you just sit through the entire thing?
And yeah.
He practices for the podcast.
Yeah. Then
what is practice? Like he's trying to get material?
Yeah, no.
He's just like, I'm recording a podcast episode with this person.
Oh,
like,
I'm going to make this next hour a good conversation.
Yes, no matter what. Yeah. I'm just going to go into like, so like, tell me about. And I literally put on like podcast voice and I go on like date mode and I try to be a good date no matter what.
But date Mike.
Yeah, date Mike.
Date Mike.
Yeah. Which also.
But less creepy.
What's creepy about date Mike?
In the office.
Yeah.
He's creepy. He doesn't know.
Oh, this is a thing from the office?
Yeah, it's a joke.
Oh, I have date Mike too. But I guess it's different from the office. Ooh. Date Mike for me is where I'm like, I'm like super polite and like
not. He turns into Date Mike from the office. Like he puts his bandana on. But he doesn't know.
No, isn't that Prison Mike?
That's Prison Mike. But you got to watch it.
I don't know. I don't know. But I'm like super polite and like really, I don't make like too many jokes. And I try to be really, you know, buttoned up. And I don't really let loose because I feel like I felt like that was. I want to put my best foot forward, but...
So what date do you show them who you really are?
Well, now I do it from the first one. Now okay. I've stopped giving an absolute fuck because there's just no... If someone likes date Mike Sheffer, like, and then they come over to like a pool party and I'm, you know, cracking jokes and whatever and like being a maniac, then they're going to be like, wait, what the fuck? And that's happened before where like people didn't like the
real Mike.
Yeah, the real me. So now I'm just like from the rip. And I think podcasting has helped too, just being able to...
have conversation and be like a little quick.
I see those TikToks of people who like put into Excel all their dates for the year, how much they spent, how many second dates.
You do that?
I've like thought about that, but I feel like it's also really depressing and probably not actually helpful to.
I've seen on TikTok there was this one guy who did that and like wrote down things about the women and he got like roasted. People were pissed at him.
Oh yeah, you can't leave the comments.
Yeah.
You went to watch What Happens Live the other day.
I did.
How was that?
It was really good.
You met Andy?
For a brief second.
Did TJ hang out with him more?
He probably hung out with him less because I was out in like the main area and I was a little tipsy and he like walked over to me. I think just to like greet everybody.
Andrew.
And I looked over shocked and just said, oh my God.
You said it out loud.
I said, oh my God.
You said that out.
My nipples are hard.
You said that to Andy Cohen?
I did. And I grabbed my boobs. I just like can't help but be me, you know? Like, I was like, oh my God. I was shocked. I love him. He's my idol. He was like, okay. And then I go, you have to come meet my husband.
That's probably the weirdest encounter that man has ever had in his entire life. Oh my God, my nipples are hard. You have to meet my husband.
I highly doubt it.
That's insane.
Yeah, so that was how that went. But it was crazy. It was so cool.
And they got to DJ, email night got to DJ.
Bartend. Yeah, bartend.
That was sick, because then you guys also had Vanderpump Rules at the Emo Night Show.
Yeah, there were about two episodes. How are we doing? Are we a little caught up?
Yes, I'm all caught up. I watched every episode this season. Oh, no, no, no. I didn't watch the past 10 seasons.
Do you guys know? You want to hear a little tea?
Don't expose.
No, expose.
Joe had Miss Katie Maloney on, who we stan, and had never seen an episode of Vanderpump Rules before. And going into it, I'm like coaching him. I'm like, you need to just watch it. Like, you're doing yourself a disservice by just not watching it. And what did you watch, like an episode?
I watched two episodes.
Yeah. She was shocked you had never seen it. I'll tell you that.
I do my research. But I watch clips and highlights.
It's not the same.
I didn't have enough time to watch the whole thing.
I know. But now you do. And you can have more on.
Who is your PR person? How are you getting all these guests?
You're looking at them.
Yeah.
You're looking at the tech guy.
The DMing.
You're looking at the PR guy. You're looking at the editor guy.
One man show.
Damn. You get some crazy guests.
Insane Clown Posse.
Who's
coming tomorrow.
Who's been your favorite?
The favorite?
Probably like... emo guy, like the
busted guy.
No, the
neck deep guy.
No,
water parks?
The main guy.
The main guy.
The main guy.
No, probably neck deep.
Oh, cute.
Because I got to go to the concert there, and I did it there.
Wow,
that's cool.
Yeah, so I brought all my equipment.
How was Ben?
So cool.
A little angel.
So cool.
Cute.
They put us originally in like this tiny little room right next to where soundcheck was. So I was like, oh, this is it. And then the drums start playing, and you just hear like.
Oh, no.
So then we had to find a new room. But it was really cool.
When I was in college, I was in a band. And my band played at a venue in New Jersey called The Stone Pony. And there was a contest.
I like that name.
The Stone Pony?
Yeah.
It's Bruce Springsteen started there.
That's
back in the...
the boss. That's why I like it.
Yeah, it's the best. It's like in Asbury Park. And I was in this band. And there's a festival in New Jersey called Bamboozle. It's like the... You know Bamboozle.
Yeah, they had
Have
it
you
in Massachusetts
been?
Too. Yeah.
Oh, to the road show?
They toured, yeah.
Yeah. So
with
this
Boys
was...
Like Girls?
I don't remember. It was so fucking long ago. I was in high school.
You went though?
Mm-hmm.
And Forever the Sickest Kids and Never Shout Never was on it.
And so there was a contest
that
there was a contest that the Stone Pony put on where local bands could compete and the winner got to play at Bamboozle. And I played and my band won and we played at the Stone Pony and at the Stone Pony at that show that we won, Joe happened to be in the audience that night. And we didn't know each other till 10 years later.
How do you know that you were in the audience?
Because he remembers that show.
Do you remember being like, this is the worst fucking band I've ever seen in my life?
That fucking drummer's awful.
Was that crazy, though?
That's so insane.
Yeah. I had another interaction with Alex Ernst. I was on tour with this band All Star Weekend, and we went to Minnesota, and we were on the bus, and Alex Ernst walks on the bus to do a YouTube video with the band.
Before you knew him?
No idea. This is in 2012, 2013.
Wow.
He was doing YouTube then?
Him and this other guy had like some kind of YouTube show or whatever they were doing. And they came on the bus. I was doing video, so I walked away because I didn't need to be there. And I met Alex, and we figured out like 6 or 7 years later.
We were like, wow. Yeah.
So crazy.
TJ and I have stuff like that because he went to school in Boston, and I was obviously younger while he was in college. And so we like put together like concerts we were at the same time and those kinds of things. It's just like weird.
Where you were like in each other's orbit but didn't know.
Invisible string.
Me and Matt saw Vampire Weekend together in Austin, Texas years before we met each other also.
Well, so not together.
This episode is sponsored by Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning platform available on desktop or as an app, and that it truly immersifies you in the language that you want to learn. Maybe you have an upcoming international trip or you want to connect with a family or a friend. I know a lot of people who want to learn a new language just to pick up a new hobby. I can personally attest to this as I used Rosetta Stone when I went to Italy for my honeymoon. It helped me brush up on the Italian that I learned back in school, and I was able to get through the land and speak the native language. It made it so much more fun, plus my wife loved it. They're the trusted expert for 30 years with millions of users and 25 languages offered. Spanish, French, Italian, German, Korean, Chinese, Japanese, Dutch, Arabic, Polish. There's no English translation, so you really learn to speak, listen, and think in the language. Plus, there's lifetime membership and access to all 25 language courses Rosetta Stone offers for 50% off. A steal. Don't put off that language learning. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, Lightweight's podcast listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language learning courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today. It's the Joe Guarantee. In the hobby, it's not easy being a fan of ripping packs or repacks. We hype ourselves up thinking we could pull one of the best autographs in the game, but guess what? With zero transparency on available cards and hit rates, it's all just a shot in the dark. Until now. Introducing Slab Packs from ArenaClub.com. The only repack that provides real value, a complete view of all possible cards, and clear hit rates for each one. Now, when I buy Slab Packs on Arena Club, it finally feels like I know what I'm getting. What I love is the display of the available cards, the hit rates, and the grading. Arena is a marketplace for card collecting, buying, trading, selling, displaying, and with Arena Club Slab Packs, they're revolutionizing the repack game with transparency. After your pulls are revealed, they'll immediately be placed in your vault for safekeeping or trading and selling. You can have them officially graded by Arena Club. The Arena Club grading process is accurate, fast, and transparent, with a full grade rationale provided and explanation of how your card was scored. So whether you're buying, selling, trading, or displaying, Arena Club is the card collecting platform you have to check out. Right now, you can get 10% off your first purchase by going to arenaclub.com/lightweights. Wow, that's a crazy offer. 10% off a $400 slab pack. That's $40 right there. Anyways, go to arenaclub.com/lightweights for 10% off your first purchase.
Spring is in the air at Littleton Coin Company, and we want to help you brighten your collection. Visit us at littletoncoin.com all month long to enjoy 15% off your purchase. With a wide selection of coins, paper money, supplies, and more, Littleton Coin Company has something for every collector's taste. Use promo code SPRING at littletoncoin.com for 15% off your purchase all month long. Restrictions apply. Littleton Coin Company, serving collectors since 1945.
Well, not together, but at the same show, yeah. But we didn't know each other.
That doesn't count.
Invisible string, is that like a theory that you're tied to someone?
Yeah, Taylor Swift.
Oh, Taylor Swift.
Hey, I just watched
how
her first
many
movie.
Minutes?
I just watched her first movie.
What's her first movie?
On Prime or Netflix.
The Eras Tour?
No, before that. Didn't she do one?
Oh, Miss Americana?
I don't know the name of it.
Like was it the documentary?
Yeah.
Okay,
can we move on?
Yeah. She talks about Jack Antonoff in it, so you might care.
Carly and I were having a conversation today, because we talk about you all the time on the podcast.
Me?
Yeah.
I gotta watch.
Well, we're just
it's
like
all shit.
No, we're obsessed with Mike. But we were talking about how crazy it is that like we have like the same sense of humor, and we're very like we just mesh in that way, but other than that we have like nothing in common.
You and Mike?
Yeah, like none of our hobbies are the same,
right?
None of
and
our
like
interests
media,
are the same.
We don't like the same movies, same books, same TV
yeah.
shows,
same music.
We do like same music, a little emo-ish sometimes.
I said that to Carl. I was like, I think music is our thing other than Taylor Swift.
There was one time,
and maybe some shows
in my car, because I have like an insane wide variety of like crazy
you have Spotify?
Music.
Spotify.
I actually use Tidal now.
The audio's better.
She knows. And I have like a...
Like your sister.
Yeah, it really feels yeah. like I have like my second brain. Aaron also knows my schedule better than I do.
Mm-hmm. Is this from the podcast?
Yeah.
Because you guys spend so much time together?
Well, yes. Also, Aaron's just really smart. And we also have like a Excel spreadsheet where we all put in our travel dates because we need to coordinate four schedules from where we can record Get Influences. Mm-hmm. And Aaron will be like, no, you can't actually do it on the 18th. You're going home for Passover. And I was like, how does she, like, I never remember anything. And yeah. she just sees this calendar once and remembers it for the next 6 months. So, like, I need to plug it in, actually. I'm going for Passover. I'll plug it in. But I'll probably forget in, like, 2 weeks and be like, oh, yeah, I can do that. And she's going to be like, nope, you're going home yeah. for Passover from the 18th to the 29th.
Is that how long you're going for?
Yeah.
Wow.
April. It'll be okay.
I'll miss you.
It'll be okay.
Did you guys see the clip on TikTok that blew up about Carly leaving the podcast because Matt does orgies?
What?
What are you? Are you lying to our audience?
You didn't see that?
No.
Oh, I posted it.
Well, that explains why I didn't see it.
So when you say going viral,
wait,
we're
what
talking what 12,
no.
13 views?
What is it?
It's on Lightweight's podcast on TikTok. But the image starts off with Matt and Carly's talking about the fact that your old podcast studio had porn in
oh,
it.
Oh, yeah.
So when she's talking about the porn in the studio, everyone thinks that Carly's like,
it's
yeah.
the four of us?
She's like, I'm like, so Matt's leaving the podcast. She's like, yeah, yeah, he's leaving good influences. And I'm like, and there was porn in the studio. And she's like, yeah, we found him doing orgies and blowjobs.
So people think Matt is doing porn in the studio.
So, wait, yeah, that is so fucking funny. The context looks like you're not correcting anyone, are you?
No, of course.
This is like just like a funny prank that wasn't supposed to be a prank. Does Matt know it's happening?
I don't think so.
We love pranking
wait,
Matt.
I'm dead.
Yeah, it's on TikTok. If you type in lightweights.
We're gonna talk about it on the podcast, but I simply can't wait. I heard you got kicked out of book club.
I didn't get kicked out.
Didn't you step down?
I stepped away.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I was on the verge. I was on thin ice, so I left before I could get fired.
Did you think they were gonna kick you out?
Probably.
You should join our book club.
We just drink wine.
You don't. Yeah, no. Like literally, you don't have to read.
Yeah, no. There.
Matt is so crazy about it. Like,
thank you. Yes.
Like strict.
Yes.
No, it's insane. Like he texted in the group chat or whatever what the book was supposed to be, and then like Mike, 2 days later, still hadn't purchased it.
I was gonna order it over the weekend,
and he flipped out on him, and like we're like, Matt, it's not that deep, and he's like, he just doesn't like respect the book club. But it's like so mad, but it's just like it's fine. Like he'll come and read the book, but also yeah. He just like doesn't like any of the books that people pick.
Kind of. I mean, I try really hard because the books are good, but I also like, I just, if I have time to read, I really would almost just rather read something that I really want to read mm-hmm. rather than like force myself to read
like an article,
some dense, what?
Like an article.
I like articles.
I know.
I subscribe to the New Yorker magazine and Wired magazine.
You
there's
pay
good
for
articles.
It?
Yeah. It's
dollar
like
a month?
So cheap. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
The New Yorker's great. The covers are great. The comics are really funny.
Can I have your login?
No, I get the paper ones delivered in the mail.
You get mail delivered to your house?
So much mail. Can we prank Matt somehow?
Yeah.
Like we need to like have people comment something somewhere.
On where? His Instagram?
I need to know if he's seen this TikTok. I feel like he probably has.
What's going on with your internet?
I don't know.
She's been trying to upload an Instagram story since we got here. What?
Someone else sent me that TikTok today about it.
Is it on lightweights? Is that?
Yeah, it's. I'll send
Shouldn't
you
it be
too.
Lightweight since it's just you?
Well, now it's just me, but I can't fix that wooden sign.
You could just color it in.
Oh my god, it is. Look at 93,000.
93,000 likes, and then Matt.
Wait,
King.
Why did Carly comment false information? Delete it.
Delete Carly's comment.
Delete Carly's comment.
The search is Matt King controversy. What are you doing in my career?
I'm dead. I'm sorry. Matt King is doing what? Oh, my God. Wait, everyone thinks that we share the studio with Adam22. We don't.
I don't know. I don't know what that is.
No, it's Pillow Talk.
Yeah, Pillow. That's the name of their podcast, right?
Mm-hmm.
That guy.
Wait, can you play this?
No, Pillow Talk is not.
All right,
Adam22. Aren't they like Jumper? No Jumper?
Adam22 is No Jumper, but yeah. The one that I'm going to play the audio for it so we can all hear it.
Okay.
Can we see the video too?
Good influences?
Yeah.
Because of him?
Yeah.
That's so upsetting.
I can't handle him anymore.
What about Mike? Are you guys still going to do it with Mike?
I don't know. Are you going to clip this?
Yeah.
Well, they do shoot porn in our studio, so that's fun.
Did you ever watch
oh,
those
Matt
videos?
And Mike?
Oh, yeah, we've definitely seen videos. Have you seen, like, we found a lot of stuff, like orgies.
Shut up.
Oh my God, so much.
Are you not joking with me?
They do. Okay, so in the same studio as our podcast, Matt, they have, it's called Pillow Talk. They have, like, workers come on and interview them, which is, like, totally fine, whatever. But then on OnlyFans, they post literal porn they do in the studio. So it's like on my chair.
Oh my God. Is that yours too?
Did
she show you the photos?
Completely. You see everything.
Have
you
Carly?
Seen the content?
Yeah. I've never seen the content.
Oh, I'll show you after. If it's okay.
Yeah, is
if
it like crazy?
It's like they're doing human centipede. Like it's nuts.
In your actual chairs.
Yeah. No, like yes. They're like squirting on the rug.
It's a nightmare.
How is that a shareable?
All right.
Not anymore.
It'd be like, I'm like, whatever. It's like a whatever kind of chair you can just like wipe down.
Yeah, it's
fine
it's
with
not,
me.
It's...
But when there's like bodily fluid in the rug, like, I don't know. And then like they literally give someone a blowjob and then just go back to using the microphone. And I'm like, I just don't think that's sanitary. He's remembering.
That TikTok has 93,000 likes, Joe.
And it shouts out Mike and Matt
yeah,
and
you're
that
welcome.
They do porn and orgies in the studio.
Well,
yeah, that's a lot of clout I just gave you. You're welcome.
I actually haven't gotten any like messages or comments about it, so
or
I don't know.
Brand deals, so that, I think everyone's on it.
That you know of.
Oh, geez, Joe.
Are you watching Bachelor?
No, I don't watch that.
Why?
I'm above it. No.
But you're the reality queen.
No, I...
What are you
I
doing?
I watch like the worst yeah. TV. No, I just like can't. It's just too fake for me.
I was going to say that.
I can't. I've tried multiple times. I cannot get into it.
They're all insufferable, all those
yeah.
people on the show.
And I feel like now too, it's honestly, like, I started watching the new Love is Blind. Like, it all just seems like people go on these shows now to
get fame.
Yeah. And it doesn't feel authentic.
Right. They want the Instagram following, and then they want to turn into, like...
But when they say that, I feel like I haven't seen that actually happen. They're just, like, expecting the followers after they're on.
Some people get, like, a career out of it.
Yeah, like the winners.
No, I know they get the career, but, like, they're when you say that they're only going on for that, you're saying they're not going on to try and find love?
Are they actually anyway?
Yeah, were they ever?
I don't know.
Who were these people that are like, I'm having trouble dating in Iowa?
Wouldn't go on The Bachelor?
Absolutely not.
Yeah, you would.
No, well, I mean, I would, but not to, like, find love. I'm not going to get married to some woman who applied to be on a game show.
He just wants to get to the round where there's, like, six girls left or whatever, and you get to have sex with all of them.
My Jesus.
Is that how it works? Sex time.
I think that's, like, I don't know what it's called, because
In The Bachelor, are you saying?
Yeah.
Not in The Bachelor.
100% it is.
It's on Disney.
Fantasy Island or something?
No, I think there's a part in The Bachelor where it's like, okay, now you get, like, your special time.
That's not true.
I don't know.
Yeah, it is.
They don't get to just bang each other on Disney.
It's on Disney?
It's ABC, which is Disney.
No, they don't show them banging, but it's like a thing. They're like, oh, they get to go to the smush room tonight or whatever.
That's Jersey Shore.
No, I know, but, like, in Bachelor world. I think I am telling the truth.
I think I'm telling the truth.
You can make out on camera on national television?
I think so, yeah.
Could you?
On Hulu?
As long as you're straight.
What? What do you mean?
I'm trying to be funny.
Oh, sorry.
Could you imagine?
I could not make out on a camera.
No.
Can you make out off camera?
Yeah.
You don't think you could? I think it would be, like, really jarring to watch it back.
Like, that's an insane thing to know that, like, you making out with someone is going to be on film forever. It's a crazy thing. I don't know. Not for me.
I think if it, like, looked good, I wouldn't care.
You're in the editing room. Can we cut the angle? Can we try it? Yeah. Can we do a close up there? Yeah. Okay. And cut.
Like, if it was a good.
It was a good makeout. Yeah.
I would prefer if it were drunk, because then it would be a little funny.
Oh, that's fair. Yeah.
You know, like, a little sloppy. Hee hee hee.
Do you think you would have thrived on Jersey Shore?
Yeah.
Did you watch that?
I did. But I also think that they're, like, a totally different kind of person than me.
What do you mean?
Like, I'm not Jim Tan in laundry. I'm as pale as a sheet. Like,
I'm pale as a sheet.
Like, and I'm not going to the gym.
Yeah, she's.
I would just be the L. I would just be doing laundry.
She's couch dry cleaning pale.
Yeah, but I would, like, have a lot of fun going out with them. I could have, like, handled that part of it.
I feel like you and Carly should have the girls on your pod.
Oh, they, like, do podcasts now too, right?
Yeah.
We never had anyone on our podcast.
I don't know why. You guys should, like, are so into the reality.
I know. I think that the, like, a couple of years ago, we wanted to start having guests on, but we just don't, like, have the space and all that.
I don't
either,
but I make it work.
Yeah, clearly.
You guys get to share a chair. It's kind of cool.
I had to bribe Mike to share a chair with me.
What was I going
to
say?
The original setup, Mike wanted Aaron on to sit on his lap.
He did ask me that.
When we were in college, they paid Snooki $50,000 to come and speak for 30 minutes at my school.
What school?
What did she have to say?
I didn't go. I boycotted because I said, this is a waste of my fucking resources.
Oh, my God. What?
Were you at Monmouth?
You're so boring.
Rutgers.
They paid Snooki to come do a speech?
Yeah, $50,000.
And you didn't
That's
go?
That's so sick.
No, I boycotted.
She probably was shit-faced.
Yeah, well, apparently when colleges do student events, they have to spend 50% of their budgets on non-music events. So everyone wants to go see bands live, and, like, otherwise all their budget would go to bands. But I think that those student groups have to spend half their budget not on music acts, so they'll get people like Josh Peck will go and speak at a college, or a magician will come and do something, or Snooki will come and speak, and their budgets are so big that the fees are crazy.
I had Newfound Glory come to my college.
That's kind of sick.
That was so cool.
We're all downhill from here.
We got to post that Jonas Brothers clip, because there was a... Remember I found out that there was a whole Reddit about it?
Right.
Did the Jonas Brothers ever play at your high school before they were famous in New Jersey?
Maybe, but I don't think so.
What year did you graduate high school?
2021. What about you?
Oh my god, I'm the youngest one here. I'm a baby.
I'm just a baby.
I'm a baby.
I'm just a little baby. I don't know.
How's your life, Joe? I feel like you're doing all the questions, yeah. And no one ever asks you how
Who
you're doing.
Who did you like having on more, me and Mike or Carly and Matt?
You guys are probably easier to talk to.
You think so?
Yeah.
Wait, what?
Really? Yeah.
Oh, that's bewildering.
He's just jerking us off right now.
I feel like we're like the bad guys, and Carly and Matt are like the sweetie pies.
No,
we're like the evil means, and they're the like sweet angels.
And like smiling and more generous, and we're like, yeah, what the fuck do you want? Yeah.
No, I feel like Matt would like shank me when I'm like not looking, you know?
Ooh. Well, apparently you're the one who's posting TikToks of him doing porno in a studio.
He's the one doing it.
The orgies. I think we get each other because we're both from the East Coast.
I agree. I think there's a lot of similarity that's unspoken there.
Like we like mess with each other and we like understand that it's out of love.
And the being offended is not a concept I'm familiar with.
Same.
That's so true.
Yeah.
I think that's why our back and forth is always like jib jab.
Yeah.
And like other people misconstrue it.
Yeah. Then when I do it, I'm an evil bitch.
Yeah. People think Aaron is so mean.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Just for like being like, okay. Like,
yeah.
Okay, that's not a problem, everybody. But I'm...
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
When you visit Arizona, time is measured in moments, not minutes. Like the moment you see the Grand Canyon for the first time. Visit a new state of mind. Learn more at hereyouareaz.com.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Now counting down the days until I get the phone call from Matt. Did you see this TikTok that Joe posted about me?
We should tell them to do something on this.
What do you mean?
What should we have? Everyone needs to like go comment something. Be like, I can't believe you were in an orgy.
Do not do that. Go. Please. I don't want brands to fucking ask about this on the calls.
The clip is so out of context.
Okay, just DM him on Instagram.
No.
Then they won't see it.
Let's not. I don't need Matt to have a mental breakdown again this week.
Wait, so you're Matt's manager?
Yes.
Like his real manager.
His only manager.
His manager, his momager.
Yeah, his psychotherapist, his best friend, his podcasting partner.
He's never said that one.
Which one?
Best friend.
I'm kidding.
What the
fuck? No, you are. You're
crossing
BFFs.
The line, Aaron.
I think me and Matt are best friends.
No, you are.
But yeah. I have a lot of best friends.
Who's number one?
I would say Aaron's one of my best friends.
Yeah.
Who's number one?
My number one best friend of all time?
Mm-hmm.
Adam?
Probably one of my friend Derek. I have three best friends from back home. Derek, Mark, and Omri.
The three best friends that...
We call ourselves the boys.
That's so cool. What else do you guys do?
Like
do you go to IHOP?
I just made that up. Can you imagine?
And then me, Mike, and Carly call ourselves the girls.
Oh, yeah. I did have a group that of three girls that called themselves Mike's Angels when I first moved here. Remember them?
Yeah.
Mika, Angela, and Jess.
I actually did.
Jess ended up, yeah, Jess worked for Jason.
Oh, Jess.
Your roommate is Adam Melcher?
Yes.
What's that like living with a musician?
You mean a future Grammy award-winning superstar?
He's going to win a Grammy.
100%. It's like inevitable.
Is he constantly practicing?
He doesn't need to practice. He's perfect. But
is he constantly writing?
Yeah, he's always writing, recording, playing piano, making content. I'm helping him with TikTok now because he needs to do a little bit better there. So we filmed a bunch of stuff before we left for tour. And he's awesome. It's great. Who's the most famous person that you tried to get on the show?
I almost had Sum 41 on the other day.
Mark Cuban.
I did try Mark Cuban, yeah.
He's pretty famous.
Yeah. Who's your dream guest? Who's like top three? I wish I could get them.
Eminem would be cool because I know so much about him. Anyone that I know a lot about.
Eminem?
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever seen that guy do an interview.
Well, one, that's... two, Eminem, three.
Yeah, Eminem's number three.
So we've fulfilled
the top two already.
Yeah. Can you like rap every Eminem song on the Marshall Mathers LP?
Probably, yeah.
Yeah, I can too.
Did you listen to it a lot?
Oh, it's all I listened to growing up. It's every Eminem song.
Did you buy the CDs at Best Buy and Manalapan?
Wow, that's crazy.
That's a deep cut, dude.
Nothing like hometown humor for the masses of YouTube.
Did you?
Probably. Oh, no, I wasn't allowed to buy the CDs. I downloaded them off LimeWire and Kazaa.
Kazaa. Oh, remember my God. Kazaa? I do remember Kazaa.
What was
TJ's mom
Napster?
Was just talking about how when he bought the Eminem CD, it was the like non-explicit version.
Yeah, the censored one.
And then she made him return it because it was like so offensive that, and then like buy the
censored one.
Yeah, but then she was listening to the censored one and every other word was like bleep, bleep, bleep. And yeah. She was like, I don't even know what the point was that doing that.
Yeah, Eminem's the best.
I remember being in Costco and telling my mom that the Eminem CD, the parental advisory meant that the words were bleeped.
Wow, that's so smart.
Because why else would it be on there?
Dude, our kids are going to fuck us up.
Yeah, they are.
Do you know how to use Roblox or Minecraft?
Oh,
that's like what social media is for little kids.
Roblox?
Yeah, and like Minecraft, and they're doing all these
Isn't
like...
Isn't that a game?
Exactly. That's we sound like boomers. Is that a game? What is that?
But isn't Minecraft a game?
It is, but it's also like a social media. They have personalities. They're building worlds. They're interacting.
It's like Club Penguin.
But I'm just saying, like, already we don't even know what Minecraft really is. We're like, is that a game? Is it social media? And we are like, just make a TikTok. It's easy, Mom. In one more generation, it's just going to be, we don't know anything that they're doing.
I get what you're saying.
No. I can't even make a TikTok, so.
You can't even upload an Instagram story.
So true.
It's still uploading. Like, especially with the VR stuff, once that, Aaron, do you pay your internet bills?
We're in the basement. There's probably just not any
fucking
Wi-Fi. Oh, is that
what it is?
Wi-Fi.
You have no Wi-Fi here?
Yeah, we don't get Wi-Fi in my
basement.
I don't
live here. He does.
Oh.
Do you not pay your internet bills?
I just got lowered, actually. It's like 50 bucks now.
I just got off of it. So that it would upload. Oh, did you see Tom Sandoval?
No, tell.
Oh my God, I saw this on my way over. This is quite.
This was the emergency she was late for.
That's why you
She's
were 30 minutes late.
And scrolling and screen Tom Sandoval.
Oh, are they shutting down Schwartz and Sandy's?
I heard that rumor on TikTok, but I don't know if it's true.
I saw a TMZ article.
He was recently quoted. I witnessed the OJ Simpson thing and George Floyd and all these big things, which is really weird to compare Scandoval to that, I think. But do you think in a weird way, it's a little bit the same?
You should just clip that and say Aaron's thoughts on the Scandoval conversation.
And then put a picture of Matt in the beginning.
Yeah. I can't believe Matt said this.
Isn't that insane?
He actually put this out?
Did he say that on a podcast?
I think it was like clipped on something. Let me.
That's insane. The OJ Simpson thing, by the way, is a crazy way to call
murder?
It. The OJ Simpson thing.
A man
thing.
Murdering his wife.
Was not found guilty. Yep.
Oh, New York Times Magazine. Okay, he just posted, my intentions behind the comments I made in New York Times Magazine were to explain the level of national media attention my affair received. The comparison was inappropriate and ignorant. I'm incredibly sorry and embarrassed.
Oh, he took it back.
I think that he's just an idiot.
I think he doesn't think before he speaks, which is why he's perfect for reality TV.
Would you have him on here?
I reached out.
What did he say?
No response.
Did you watch him on Nick Vial's podcast?
I watched the highlights, yeah. He was late.
There was,
they kept going back and forth.
Nick Vial was like kind of like pushing in, right?
Probably
was
Sandoval, that him? Yeah.
Yeah, he was pushing it a little bit.
Yeah, I saw. I was like, good for you. Like, let him have it.
They also got into a fist fight on their show, Special Forces.
That show's so stupid.
Wait, I love Special Forces.
I feel like that makes sense.
That I like. Yeah. Who would be your guys' dream guest?
For good influences?
Martin Brodeur.
Aaron, who is Martin Brodeur?
I'll give you $5 and Mike will give you $100.
Michael, is he fake?
No.
Is he a fake?
No, like, is he a fake made-up person?
No.
He's real.
Say his name again.
Martin Brodeur.
Martin, financial man.
No.
Oh, does he? Oh, goalie, he plays on the New Jersey.
Okay. He was a famous New Jersey Devil.
Of course.
So, who were you going to say would be a dream guest for Good Influences? I feel like we would love.
You guys don't have guests, though.
No, we only had one.
Claudia? Mm-hmm. Well, how come? Because someone was sick, right?
No, she...
She was our fifth. We've had Ben Kahn and Connor Wood replace me and Matt when someone can't do it. Yeah, but Claudia Oshry was there when we were all four together.
That's my dream one day.
To come
onto Good Influences.
We've asked you.
No, we haven't.
No, we did.
You did, but then you never followed up.
No, because you were like, what are we going to talk about?
That's not true.
I did not approve this at all.
No. Mike asked me, but then he didn't ask everybody else in the group for their opinion if I could come. So then he never followed back up.
When was this? This must have been years ago.
This was like 6 months ago.
Asking Joe Volpes. Oh, it was. I know what it was. It's because we needed him to fill in for someone that we thought we weren't going to have to film.
But Mike never asked the other three people if it was okay.
No, because I remember.
It was.
But you're like, what are we going to talk about? You're like, I don't like going on. You said that.
I definitely did say that. You were going to replace one of us because one of us couldn't do it.
I don't like going on podcasts.
No.
You don't like going on podcasts?
You literally said, you were like, what would we talk about?
No, I like asking the questions.
I love this. This is so easy.
I feel as though we've been asking you a lot of questions, though.
Here and there.
Can I tell you what it's like to be? Go ahead.
I'm like the pilot, though. You guys are like my co-captain.
This is what I thought this podcast was going to be. How much money do you have?
What?
I feel like that's a Joe Volpes question. No, how much money did you make last month? Doesn't he ask
have
that
you
all
never
the time?
Been on this?
No, it's my first time.
Okay.
Have we ever hung out before? When have I ever asked that?
I feel like I don't know.
So how much do you?
Yeah. So what is it? Thank you for breaking that barrier. All right, the podcast can start now.
He just like does a little check mark on your little phone. Were there any other like burning questions?
I'm really bummed you didn't watch The Bachelor because I really wanted to shit talk it.
Also, you said you did a lot of research and you literally have not asked a single question that proved you did any research. I'm thoroughly disappointed with your interview skills, Joe.
I wanted to know about Mike's serial dating. Okay. The perks of living with Adam Melcher. Are you looking at new houses?
Always.
Like, do you go to open houses?
Always.
Are you considering moving now?
Always. It's just like, I mean, the last time, like there have been multiple, we put an offer on a house like 4 months ago.
Before you even thought about selling your own?
No, we would have kept our house.
And rented it out?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
But the interest rates are just like fucked up.
They're like 8.
It's crazy.
Yeah. And the thing about, like, I love where we live now. We just have like run out of space. So it's like really, I'm not looking to get like a giant massive house. We just like need a little bit more space. I'd love just like a room dedicated to building out a podcast studio.
A rum?
That's how she says it from Boston. Yeah. Rum and roof. She doesn't say roof. She says rough.
No, I don't. I say roof. I never have said the word rough in my life.
What did you just say before? Room or rum?
Probably rum. I definitely say rum.
I heard rum.
Yeah. No, that definitely.
But you don't say rough?
No.
You say roof?
Roof.
Do you say draw?
Who? Draw?
Yeah.
As draw. Opposed to what?
Drawer.
Oh.
Oh.
Mm.
I don't know.
I don't really know, but what? I know I don't say rough.
What's that round breakfast item with the hole in
it? A bagel. Not a bog. What is it?
Bagel?
Bagel?
Bagel. Oh, bagel?
Bagel?
A bagel.
What's W-A-T-E-R?
Water.
Water.
Water. Water.
Water.
I'm on the fringe about that.
Bacon, egg, and cheese.
BLT?
No, sorry. What is it called?
CBS. ABC.
BBC. Pork roll. What would you say?
Taylor Ham.
What happened when you put the offer? Did someone else get it?
No, we really had to fight with these people. We just didn't love the location. It was like, you know, when it gets like close to North Hollywood and my dream house, it was like literally perfect. I was like, I'm not going to spend this much money and pay this much in for an interest rate and have it not be like everything that I want.
Was it a good house on a bad street?
Yes.
Oh, so like the best one. That's what's so crazy about these, because I go to some of the listings too, and like the house is gorgeous, but then the street is just not good.
Yeah.
Yeah, but if you invest now, that means that hopefully the rest of the street will get nicer over time, and then.
But like, that's I don't want to have hopefully. To do that now.
Yeah,
you
I don't
know what I mean.
Wait.
Like
yeah.
I live in an amazing location.
Yeah. And where? Like, what's the address?
And if I'm gonna move, like it has to be perfect. But we like hustled the fuck out of these people. They were oh my god, it was like so stupid.
What more do you need? Like another room, you said?
Yeah, I get it. It's just like you just want like one or two extra rooms that where every room is not dedicated to something, and you want to have like a room to chill and like maybe a guest room that's
a chill
not...
zone.
We also entertain all the time.
Yeah. That's so weird because I never get an invite.
Okay. Well, I don't think you would come.
Invite me.
I feel like I do
it's okay. You don't need to invite
me. No, I love Joe.
No, I do want to get invited. I'd love to go to stuff.
Okay.
Like if you have Scrabble night, I'm there.
Okay. You think you would get along with her friends, though?
Probably not.
Yeah, I don't think Joe would get along with your friends.
Can you talk further away from the mic?
He's like, can you shut the fuck
Joe,
up?
Who does your audio? Just put a compressor on the mic.
I think that they would love Joe.
Yeah, I think they'd love me. I'm pretty easy to get along with.
Yeah, like he's nice. He's funny.
Yeah,
what more could
little,
you need?
He's a little squirrely.
Squirrely? What does that mean?
Squirrely?
Yo, did you see the Walgreens recently in that Ralph's parking lot?
The one right by my house?
I wasn't trying to say that, but yeah.
Oh, I mean, yeah, why?
It's fucking empty.
Wait, what there's a Walgreens there?
Yeah, but it's
across the street.
Yeah, but like everything was locked up and the little stuff that they had is like completely gone.
I know that their their ice cream freezer broke months ago.
Oh, that's probably what it is.
Well, no, like I usually walk and go get like food.
Yeah.
Or I'll get like sushi or pizza and then on my way home.
Okay.
You get sushi Walgreens?
Sushi Dan?
Let's not give away my exact address here.
Have you ever had the paparazzi roll?
No, but I know that people like that.
I went to Sushi Dan with Austin from Water Parks.
Water. You did that. You said that.
Water.
No, you said water parks.
What are parks, I said.
I'll sometimes be like, ooh, I just had a great like savory meal. I want to go maybe get a little bar of ice cream. Yeah.
Little sweet treat.
And I've been walking by the Walgreens and every time I'm like, is the freezer fixed? And they say no. But I haven't been in a couple weeks.
Maybe it went bad and I just think they don't care.
There's also quite a big problem with like theft in that specific one.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like the entire store is empty.
Yeah. Like every
time
I'm in
there. You were walking out with the Haagen-Dazs under your arm.
I do not steal.
Yeah, right.
Although if I wanted to, I could get away with it.
You're going to go back and they're going to have the ice cream like
thing
behind.
Yeah. You have pressed the button. Assistant from Cruiser.
Where you guys grew up, where you're...
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Like pharmacies like that where like face washes were locked away.
No.
Like me neither.
No.
When I
it's
moved
a new
here
thing.
I was like, what the fuck is this?
Democrats.
Yeah.
I love
that you put the picture of Biden as your thumbnail.
Isn't
today.
That funny?
Wait, whatever happened with that photo? What was that?
Wait, what?
I explained this on the podcast.
I didn't watch the pod.
Hoot and a half.
Yeah, and I'm putting Biden thumbnails
yeah,
on
I was like, what?
What was that photo of Biden?
A while ago, there was an interview that was happening at a baseball game, and at the baseball game, the audience started cheering F Joe Biden, but they were saying F U C K, they were saying fuck Joe Biden. And the interviewer was like interviewing someone named Brandon, and they go, oh, it sounds like they're saying, let's go, Brandon.
Wait, that is like a story from 12 years ago.
I know, but
what's the photo with his red eyes?
So, as a response to that, whenever Joe Biden passes legislation that's helpful to a lot of people, like the Inflation Reduction Act, the CHIPS Act, etc., the internet has dubbed it as Dark Brandon, which is like the evil version of Brandon that actually gets shit done.
Wait, he's posting that himself
well,
now.
That was the first time he's ever like acknowledged it. And after the Super Bowl, he posted the Dark Brandon meme, which is like that's the viral thing. And because
just like we always play.
Yeah, just like we drew it up, Chiefs. Yeah. Because there was also a conspiracy that the right was scared of, that like all these Republican and right wing news outlets were saying, is that the NFL was completely fixed. And that they put the Chiefs in the Super Bowl, scripted, yes, so that the Chiefs would win. And then Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift would go on into the middle of the field when all of America was watching, and they were going to endorse Joe Biden to run again for the election.
And did they?
No. Obviously not. It was all not real. And then, and so Joe Biden finally posted, like, just like we drew it up, and he posted the Dark Brandon meme.
I had no, I just thought he was being silly goofy. Yeah.
I thought he got hacked.
I had no idea.
Silly goofy. That's my president. Silly
goofy. Yeah, but I'm also like, did he approve that? Or was it like a silly intern that just did it? And then it went viral, and he was like, let's keep doing it. Because he posted it on like Instagram.
He posted
too.
It everywhere. Instagram, yeah. Reel, whatever. Yeah. No, it's amazing.
That is so funny. I had no idea.
Dark Brandon.
Story.
Like anytime he would do something cool, Dark like Brandon. Dark Brandon would be like, if he gave a good speech or something, people would say, we love Dark Brandon.
What other crazy highlights you got from this week?
Highlights from this week?
The past couple weeks.
Ethereum just hit $3,000.
You still have... care about crypto?
Oh, yeah.
Why?
I have a lot of it. And when it goes up, I have more money.
Do you ever
how much money?
I mean, not a life changing amount. I do know people that have become millionaires from crypto.
But
like regular.
How do you get it, though?
You have to buy it.
How do you get it?
You have to buy it. You have to buy crypto. I'm not endorsing anyone do this. I think that it's kind of like peaked already. But back in 2017, you could buy Ethereum for like $150 a piece, and now it's $3,000 a piece.
So that was the second two.
Yeah,
Bitcoin's the main one,
and then Ethereum's like this. Yeah, we don't need to go into like crypto bro stuff, but I think it's interesting that crypto is like.
How much did you make on it?
Well, I haven't made anything because I haven't sold any.
Do you have money in like a 401k?
No, I have a stock
IRA.
I have like I auto invest in like the stock market, just like robo investing in ETFs, which are just like groups of stocks.
You invest in robots?
Yes.
This is what I was saying when we have nothing in common.
Why?
This makes sense. Yeah.
Where's your money? Do you just have it in a bank account?
In my
under
IRA.
My pillow.
Oh, you have
in my bank account.
Do you have a backdoor mega Roth IRA?
No, the only backdoor I do is on OnlyFans. I actually don't know what that means.
Okay.
I know I have a SEP IRA, and then like we have like a.
Are you investing that though? Because
yep.
Okay.
Yeah, we have like a guy who does that.
How much are they taking percentage wise?
None.
Good.
Zero.
Yeah. Don't ever put percentages with financial advisors because then they make all your money.
We don't do that.
What do you do with your money, Joe?
I bury it.
Really?
Yeah. I really want to put out a product. That's really what I want.
Okay.
I want like I might be talking to this company about doing like some kind of sleepwear because I love pajamas. I love sweats.
Well, I will test them.
I would love. What's the best sweats out there now? Coziest, comfiest. When you wash it, the material doesn't get ruined.
I feel like if MeUndies made their material into full clothes, it would be the best. You ever feel MeUndies, like micromodal, whatever it's called?
I've never.
Oh, they're the best. It's like one of the best materials ever.
Tell you what the best pajamas are.
Sure.
Aviator Nation.
Oh, stop.
What?
That's like for like moms in the pickup line at school.
Yes. Yeah. Like Newport Beach moms.
That
yes.
is Newport Beach moms, but it's the
with
softest.
With like leathery faces.
No, the fabric, great.
The fabric's great. I'm not talking about the okay. customer base.
I don't. You have a lot of it.
I have a couple, but they're yeah. so expensive.
They're so stupid expensive.
So and stupid expensive. For what? Exactly.
The fabric is great.
Fabric's amazing.
The design?
A set is like $600.
That's absolutely insane.
So ridiculous.
And I feel like it's like pretty thin too, so like how long is it going to last you?
That's what I'm so confused about because I've washed it so many times, but it's still so soft.
Why don't you read the fucking tag and say, oh, it's acrylic and cotton and polyester.
I wonder if
it
you
says
could...
it on the tag.
You're literally so smart.
T.
Go get it right now.
Just
where is it?
Find where the
upstairs.
They're like
oh, they're
distributor.
Yeah.
And then what?
Get
you
blanks.
Call them up and say, I want to place an order. Can you send me some samples? They have yeah. a minimum order quantity, but you get some samples.
You get
in
some
the meantime.
Blanks, put your little pattern on
I'm
it.
Just a podcast guy. I don't know how to do that.
We'll invest in your business when you know what you're talking about.
Why don't you pitch us like Shark
We're
Tank?
Sharks.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I want.
It's me, Barbara.
I just want a product. I want something that's like my name so I can put it behind my head.
I met Mark Cuban one time.
Did you guys kiss?
No, I was at a trade show of some sort.
Did
and
you kiss?
I like that he glazed right past
yeah,
it.
Yeah, no, it's so normal. No, actually, we were at a trade show.
I know I kiss a lot of billionaires, but not Mark.
You clip it. Did you kiss Mark Cuban? Yes.
Matt had an orgy.
Yes, yes at a trade show.
I can move on.
No.
No, I have things to do.
No, tell us about your rendezvous with Mark.
Oh, look what I ordered.
What's shop?
You don't have the shop app?
You don't know shop?
Is that awesome?
Wait, finish the story.
You can just go to the store, can't you?
I don't know.
What's shop?
It's like an all-in-one shipping thing that like wherever you order stuff from.
So like Amazon?
No. It's like a tracker.
It's like a third-party tracker.
Yeah. Like, so like.
Oh.
When you
yes.
order things at like.
Oh. We're never gonna find out about Mark.
Oh yeah, just go circle back to Mark.
What happened?
It was like I think it was like right after college, and Entourage was pretty popular, and he was just in Entourage, and that was like I thought that was the coolest thing. And
get
so
a load of this.
He was.
You know this story?
Of course.
So I was just kind of standing around, and I was like, "Are you Mark Cuban?" And he goes, "Yeah." And I was like, "Man, that was so cool that you were in Entourage. How did you get on that show?" And he was like, "They just called me and asked, and I said yes." And I was like, "Oh, okay, cool." And then he was like, "Anything else?" And I was like, "Yeah, can I get a picture?" And then I took the worst photo of all time with him, and that was it. It was so underwhelming.
I just started asking celebs for photos in public.
What do you mean?
I saw Scottie Pippen at a farmer's market.
Did you ask him what he thought of Larsa dating Michael Jordan's son?
I was going to.
Isn't that crazy? Did you know that?
That Scottie Pippen's daughter is dating
no,
Michael Jordan?
No, Scottie Pippen's ex-wife is dating Michael Jordan's son.
They just broke up.
I know. But, like, they're being so weird.
Real Housewives just start?
They broke up, and then the next day they were seen together, and she had, like, an engagement style ring on.
Because I think their show just started. Real Housewives
Miami?
Yeah. So I assumed it was just publicity.
Maybe.
I keep seeing a meme that Tony Hawk's son and Nirvana's daughter are dating. Is that a real thing? Or
iconic.
Is that a meme?
I think it's real.
Yeah.
Do you want to know who? I think you'll think this is really cool. Carly thought it was cool, but like.
Mark Zuckerberg?
Guess who was on my flight last night?
On your flight. Give me a category.
Like rock.
The Rock.
Male.
Oh.
Dave Grohl.
Yes.
No way. Did I just get that first try?
We could be on that show.
Wait, what show?
The show where you like have to guess what's on the wall, pyramid or whatever.
Oh, I feel like me and you think a lot the same. That was crazy. I like saw it in your brain. Feel like I just went into your brain and like accessed your memory of
that is
him.
So funny. Yeah, it was me, someone, Dave Grohl.
That's so
and
sick.
And his wife and all three of their daughters.
Wow. In first class?
He was, but it's like one of the Delta connection flights, so it's not really like first class.
Front of the plane.
It's a small flight.
Yeah.
It's one of the planes that's like two on either side.
That's insane. How did I just get that?
Did you say hi?
No, I walked on though, and I like looked at him and I was like, is that Dave Grohl? Because he was wearing like a beanie and he has little glasses on, so it was like, and he was looking down.
Was he trying to hide?
Not really. He like looked up, we made eye contact, and then I was like, I still can't really tell. But then his daughter was sitting next to him and I was like, I definitely think that's his daughter. And then I confirmed it myself. I texted TJ, he was sitting right next to me, and I was like, Dave Grohl is sitting two people in front of us. And he just texted me back the rock on emoji. And I was like, how do you not care about this?
I always like wish for a celebrity to be on my flight, because then I'm like, there's no way this plane's going down. Like, Dave Grohl's not dying today on this flight.
I think that, but then I have terrible flight anxiety that is like, I'm like, great, I feel safe.
Right,
but
yeah.
Then I'm like, but it would be like a national
tragedy.
Yeah, if it did.
Yeah.
So like, my brain teeters. I am on flights with celebrities a lot.
Oh, really?
Who else have you seen?
The Property Brothers.
Altman?
You said celebrities.
Well, teach his own. Connie Britton.
Who's that?
She's
0 for 3.
Nice.
Elizabeth Banks.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Cocaine Bear.
Oh, I've never seen that.
Knocked Up.
Yeah.
Scrubs. You ever seen Scrubs?
Zach and Miri Make a Porno.
What's the big one though, guys?
Her big movie?
She's out of my league.
No. No, but
10 Things I Hate About You. I don't know.
The Hunger Games.
She was in Hunger Games?
I've never seen it.
Yeah. No, she wasn't.
Yeah, she is.
No,
I just watched them.
No,
Elizabeth Banks is not in it.
Okay, I bet you $1 million.
I'll bet you Mike's hat right now.
No, you can't. Do you prepare these witticisms, Joe, or are these just come off the top of the head?
That was right next to how much do you make?
Wow. That's good.
Oh! We don't recognize her because she was the one dressed up as in like all purple.
Apologize.
Oh.
Apologize for disrespecting a woman.
Give her the hat. That's crazy that was her.
Her dog bit the flight attendant.
What?
Was it a big deal?
It was so crazy. I'm gonna cry. She was sitting like two rows in front. All of the, like, so many of these have been on, I think, because they're all like going to Park City, but it's like flights to Salt Lake.
Oh my God.
She was sitting like two rows in front of me in her dog. I mean, it was so sweet. It didn't actually like bite the flight attendant, but we were just sitting on the tarmac for a while. And then the flight attendant walked by and the dog just like got scared and like did a little like,
And then
it was like the flight attendant yelled at her. It was so scary.
I mean, good. Don't bring your fucking ratty dog on a plane.
No, he was so sweet. I think he just got scared. He didn't actually bite her.
Oh, he just yapped at her?
Like, way to cover up the story.
Like lunged. I'm sorry, Elizabeth.
Love to have you on the show, Liz.
No, I love her. But I felt bad because, like, and I travel with my dog all the time. Yeah. You just, like, never know, especially with an anxious dog. But
who else have you seen on their flight?
I've seen this one, like, blew my fucking mind. I not on my flight, but I was waiting at baggage claim, and Bryan Cranston was waiting there.
That's cool.
Bryan Cranston waits at his own baggage claim?
He was waiting at baggage claim. He was so hot.
Oh, yeah. He's a movie star.
He's so... I literally was like, okay, hot.
My nipples are hard.
No, my nipples were... I probably said that to TJ.
Was this Breaking Bad era?
No, this was like last year. Oh, wow. He looked really good.
I saw Frankie Muniz in the wild.
That's cool.
I was at an acai place, and I turned around, and I have this problem where whenever I see people, I go, and I did it right in front of them, and I look at Caitlin, I'm like, Frankie Muniz is right behind us.
And he probably like, I can hear you.
We're like in line, like right where the door is, so like he heard it and saw it. And, like, yeah. I think Caitlin tried softening it by saying, your kid's so cute.
Yeah.
And we didn't hang out.
I saw a monkey from
Corn.
Yeah, I was sitting behind.
How do you know what he looks like?
What? He's the most like obvious person.
Don't they wear masks in Corn?
That's Slipknot.
Yeah, no, he has like the long dreads. I sat behind him on a flight to Bonnaroo.
Wait, is that the singer?
Mm-hmm.
No, his singer's name is Jonathan something.
I don't
Jonathan
really know.
Davis.
Yes,
but he had his kid with him.
Mm. He would be cool to talk to. I'd love to talk to him.
They're having a little bit of a moment on TikTok right now.
Jonathan Davis. I want to talk to him. I want to talk to Fred Durst. I want to talk to all the like rock legends because they have cool stories.
Fred Durst would be cool.
Also feel like they're kind of like boomer adjacent, so they like have no filter.
That's why.
Like they're not gonna be like
anything goes. And like same with Mike Tyson. Like they already did it. They're done. Like they don't give a shit.
Yeah.
So they'll give you the real stories.
The tea.
That's why I want
to. You
talk
should
to
sit
them.
Mike Tyson down and be like, give me the tea, Mike.
He would punch me.
Well, he's got like, his own podcast with Jeremy Piven, of all people.
Wait,
really?
Mike Tyson's been doing a podcast for years.
I knew
Jeremy Piven?
Yeah, Jeremy Piven's his co-host.
I don't think so.
Yes, he is.
Huh?
He was for a period of time. I don't know if they're still doing it, but
I've never seen Jeremy Piven on that.
He doesn't speak a lot, but he's definitely been on a bunch of episodes.
I love Jeremy Piven.
No, he was like hired as a part-time co-host. Let me Google this quickly.
Maybe.
I would love to. Jeremy Piven, I feel like, is awesome.
I love him. Ari Gold.
I've seen him in the wild.
Really?
Jeremy?
Yeah.
Where?
I never run into any celebrities.
Oh, it was probably at that massage place you go to?
Yeah, the one with the blacked out windows.
Yeah.
That one.
Oh, your Wi-Fi is not working here.
Well, well, well. Looks like another apology is warranted to Miss Petraca.
Hotboxing with Mike Tyson. Mike Tyson and co-host Jeremy Piven.
Wow.
Is that from like 2018?
Breaking news. Ruby Frankie breaks down in tears as judge orders her to serve up to 60 years for child abuse.
Who's that?
She was the family vlogger who was like abusing her children.
The one that was like holding her for the thumbnail while she was crying and stuff?
No.
Oh.
But, well, maybe, but I'm not really sure.
Oh, the one who was like starving her kids?
Yeah. 60 years. Good.
Oh, that's crazy.
I mean, if you film yourself committing felonies on film.
Yeah,
and
like I don't understand why not life.
What was her felony?
She would like abuse her kids on camera and like be like, "Well, looks like you're not eating tonight."
And that was in the video?
Yeah. Yes. And it was insane.
Like literally nuts.
And people were like reporting her for years, but nobody did anything about it.
Family channels need to be
banned.
Oh, I had no idea.
Mm. But Erin does this a lot too, where like she'll be like, "Oh my god, you guys." And I'll be like, "What?" And she goes, Tommy Bolivia is going to be dating Cassandra Bobas. And they're going, and I'm just like, who are these people? And 100% of the time, I never know what she's talking about.
Yeah.
But she gets so excited. So I as we like to say, love that for
but
you.
But then we educate. And then you're like, wow.
And then I pretend. And she's like, you know Tom Sandoval. And I'm like, yeah, no, of course.
How do you think Erin's influenced your life since Good Influences?
Oh, that's a great question. I think Erin is really good at enjoying life and not giving a fuck about things in a way that I sometimes get caught up in like little things. And Erin's like, oh, who cares? Just do it. It's fine.
She is really good at that.
Yeah.
She looks at the big picture rather than the small thing ahead.
And Erin, like, likes to get out and, like this morning, 7:50 a.m., Instagram
oh my God,
story.
He watches my story.
She's in the car and just like, oh, I'm craving Meru coffee this morning. And just like gets out of bed, puts on clothes, drives how long? 30 minutes?
20.
20 minutes to Silver Lake to get a cup of coffee on a Tuesday rainy morning.
Yeah, I wanted it.
Could never be me. Could never be me. But she's
depends
like,
on the day.
But you're like, when you feel something and you're like, want to go live your life, you just go and do fun things that you like to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I like that. I don't have a lot of that.
I think that you do, but in a different way.
So, I guess so. But I just like staying home and doing nothing.
I also love that.
Yeah. But you also will go out and do stuff.
That is true.
Yeah.
That's really sweet.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's get you the therapy, man.
You got enough clips here?
I think so.
I'm so sad this is over.
That was so much fun.
Was it actually?
I feel like the three of us are a good squad.
We'll come back. Should we start a new pod?
No.
Are you guys leaving good influences?
No.
Yeah, clip that. No.
Well, I'll come back anytime.
Okay. Yeah.
I used to have to beg Joe to let me be on a mukbang. It was my only thing I wanted to do.
Because you wanted free food?
He did. That was it. And he'd pick out the restaurant.
No, it's not because I wanted free food. I just liked hanging out with, well, I used to like hanging out with Joe before he changed. No, I'm kidding.
Wait, are you getting a new car?
I loved my Z4 for years, but 2 days ago I sat in the passenger seat for the first time, so I got to see what Caitlin's been complaining about. It's so tiny. I couldn't fit.
You're going to get a Tessie?
I was thinking of a Tesla.
You should get a Rivian.
You can drive my Defender.
Well, my lease isn't up for another year.
Oh. You have a lease?
Yeah.
Can't you just be like, I'm releasing it back to you?
If they let me, I would. That's how I do it.
Take it back.
It's yours. Here's the keys.
Did you get the pun? Yeah. Releasing? Releasing?
Oh.
This is why it worked.
Yeah, that was real, Erin. That was really good. That happens a lot on Good Influences, too.
But, like, he's the only one who gets
it. Me and Erin also sit across from each other. So Carly and Matt will be, like, talking about something, and Erin will just go, meh. And I am dying, and Erin just looks at me like, yeah, I guess you missed it. It's the best.
Why was my podcast easy?
We're a good vibe.
Yeah. It's mostly us that make it easy.
Right. Not me.
You didn't make it difficult, but I don't know if you made it easy.
Yeah. All right. Well, guys, Good Influences is going to be linked down below. Go check it out. It's unfortunate that it's ending.
I know.
We'll come back.
I meant your podcast. Yeah. Due to the orgies. Lightweights.
I'm getting a divorce because of the orgy.
Spring is in the air at Littleton Coin Company, and we want to help you brighten your collection. Visit us at littletoncoin.com all month long to enjoy 15% off your purchase. With a wide selection of coins, paper money, supplies, and more, Littleton Coin Company has something for every collector's taste. Use promo code SPRING at littletoncoin.com for 15% off your purchase all month long. Restrictions apply. Littleton Coin Company. Serving collectors since 1945.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.